In 1992, the Giants would look to build upon their strong foundation of defense by drafting New Jersey native Keith the Hammer Hamilton out of the University of Pittsburgh. Joining an already star-studded cast in New York, the Hammer almost needed to pinch himself.
When I walked into the locker room, the first person I saw was Lennon Marshall and LT. And I was like, oh my God, you know, I just couldn't believe it because they were my childhood heroes.
And just like his Giant predecessors, Hamilton would terrorize opposing quarterbacks across the NFL, recording a career-high 11.5 sacks in 1993. But none more memorable than in the final game of the regular season versus the Dallas Cowboys.
Aikman looking left, looking right. Hit by Hamilton, sack, 40-yard line. Great play by Keith Hamilton.
My first sack of Troy Aikman. I will never forget that. And I felt like I had arrived.
The Hammer had certainly burst onto the scene, and Hamilton would help Big Blue experience some playoff success that year as well, as the Giants beat the Vikings at home in the 1993 wildcard game.
So it's fourth down. Sack. Sack by Hamilton. McMahon again, struggling to his feet.
Great effort by LT and Keith Hamilton, and a great victory.
Legendary Giants Phil Simms and Lawrence Taylor would retire after the 1993 season, ushering in a new wave of Giants football as the franchise looked to transition to younger stars.
That was a big, big turning point for me, you know, because it was a couple guys and we knew we had to take the leadership role coming in. So that was very big. But it was something that I embraced, you know, because my performance, you know, on the field dictated kind of that I was moved into the leadership role. I knew that they were putting the pieces together that we needed to be successful. They drafted Strahan. They drafted Jesse Armstead. The Giants were known for defense, and the defense was starting to come together.
In 1995, the Giants coaching staff would decide to move Hamilton from defensive end to defensive tackle. And like a true pro, the Hammer would excel in his new position.
I had never really played inside, but the coach told me that he felt like I could be a real force inside because of most of my plays had come from when we were running a 3-4, they would move me down inside over a guard. So I was able to be successful. For me, I took pride in stuffing the run, and I knew we had the people to get after the passer.
Hey, Hammer, big time, baby. Big time right there.
Keith Hamilton is one of a kind. There's only one Hammer. I love that dude. He is the most unique individual.
Let's get it in here, D-line. Let's go. Let's go, D-line. Let's lock a load on tonight, buddy. Let's go. Let's like the playoffs, dog. 125%. I'm coming all night, Big Daddy.
I hear you.
You're not gonna run on me.
Hamilton and Strahan led a ferocious Giants defense that would help the Big Blue become title contenders once again.
It felt great because we were taking over in the conference. We were playing well, and it was just a good feeling. We were kicking some behind.
And in the 2000 NFC Championship game, Hamilton and the Big Blue would put on a dominating performance against the Vikings at home in front of their fans at Giants Stadium.
The final score, the Giants 41, the Vikings nothing. Super Bowl, here we come.
The victory marked the first time in 10 years that Wellington Mara's Giants were crowned NFC champions.
I just felt like they had invested a lot in us. You know, the core group of guys that they kept together, they believed in us. And it was just good to see him up there holding that trophy.
And although they'd come up short in Super Bowl 35 versus the Baltimore Ravens, the Hammer had left his imprint on the NFL and in the hearts of the Big Blue faithful.
I left everything I had out there on the field, and that's one thing I can tell you that. Although we didn't win a lot of championships, I thought we represented the tradition that the Giants defense has here.
Keith would retire at the end of the 2003 season after playing his entire career as a New York football Giant. In his 12 years with the Big Blue, he recorded 63 sacks and 387 tackles, and he will always remember the franchise mantra and the lasting words of Giants patriarch Wellington Mara.
Once a Giant, always a Giant means working hard, being able to come back, camaraderie, tradition, the legacies, and just how lucky you are just to be a part and be out there on that field.